morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Yeah, some people have asked, why are we doing Godly Husband? Are we in this short series now?
有些人问我，为什么我们今天要讲属神的丈夫呢？我们是不是讲一系列的讲道呢？
I guess it's because we're following Ephesians, and this is what it's brought us up to.
因为我们现在是研读以弗所书，我读到来这里就是讲到这一点了。
But I think it's very apt that we actually do talk about being a husband.
但其实我觉得我们讲怎样做一个丈夫呢，是很合宜的。
Because as we seek to grow the men of the church,
因为既然我们要帮助教会的弟兄来到成长，
that as we focus on this year to live is Christ,
而我们今年的主题就是活着是基督。
It's vital that the home becomes the center of the place where spiritual life thrives.
所以在一个家庭里面，他们的属灵的生命是成长是很重要的。
Each family unit is a spiritual unit.
因为每一个家庭都是一个属灵的个体。
And that spiritual unit needs to be strong.
而这个属灵的个体需要是强壮的。
If you want the church to be strong.
如果你想教会是强壮。
If you want our brothers and sisters to grow spiritually.
如果我们想弟兄姊妹在灵命里面有长进。
We need to encourage the husbands to be spiritual leaders of their home.
我们也要鼓励做弟兄的在家中成为一个属灵的领袖。
Now, last time we talked about, spoke about how wives or should submit to their husbands.
我们上一次已经讲到做妻子的如何顺服丈夫。
Those were only two or three verses last time.
上一次讲只是讲了两三节就讲完了。
Seems like God has a lot more to say to the husband.
好像上帝和弟兄有更多说话要讲。
So it's very important that we come to see what God has to say for the husband.
所以我们在这里就细心地去看上帝要和弟兄讲什么说话。
But as we begin, we must always remember the foundation verse that we have been keeping in mind.
但是当我们开始要讲的时候，我们要谨记我们这个讲到的基础是在哪里。
That's verse 18 in chapter 5.
是第五章的十八节。
That we as Christians, we seek to be filled with the Spirit.
我们是基督徒的时候，我们去寻觅的是被圣灵充满。
You know, as Elder Raymond brought up Acts, that we're all filled with the Spirit when we become Christians.
正如 Raymond 长老刚才讲到，在《使徒行传》这样讲，我们每一个信徒都是被圣灵充满的。
Now, being filled with the Spirit is, means that we walk hand in hand with the Spirit each day.
被圣灵充满的意思就是我们每一天与圣灵同行。
That means we are controlled by the Spirit.
我们是藉着被圣灵所管辖的。
We're moved along by the Spirit.
也都被圣灵推动的。
You know, perhaps it's helpful when we talked about that image of a sail of a boat.
或者如果我们有这个图画，就是一个帆船的影像。
That the boat moves.
这个帆船是怎样去行的呢？
When the wind blows and the sail is wide open to catch the wind.
当帆船的帆是打开了，将风推动去行的。
Our lives must be like that. Our lives must be like that.
而我们的生命也都是要这样。
That our sails must be wide open to receive that blowing of the Spirit within our hearts.
我们生命的帆也都要张开，让圣灵推动而行。
You know, because Paul says,
因为保罗这样讲，
that when you are filled with the Spirit,
当你是被圣灵充满的时候，
That makes you that new creation in God.
就是在神里面你是一个新造的。
And we talked about that one filled with the Spirit will be humbly submissive.
也都讲到被圣灵充满的人也都是谦卑的顺服。
That it transforms you.
使你有变化。
That gives you a new heart that takes away that pride of the sin of pride.
给你有一个新的心，将你这个骄傲的心来到拿走。
That takes away that bondage of the heart to brokenness and to sin.
而将这个在罪里面的捆锁破碎来到打开。
And where that pride and selfishness now bears the fruit of humility.
从前的骄傲或者自私，现在变成谦卑。
That you're humble before God.
在神面前你是谦卑。
And humble before man.
但是在人面前你亦都是谦卑。
And that's the type of humility that brings forth submission to God.
就是有这个的谦卑，你就会顺服神。
And it's a submission to one another.
亦都彼此的顺服。
It's very important.
这个是很重要的。
We understand this because it's very tangible, it's very applicable for each of our lives.
我们要明白，因为这个对我们每一个人生命里面都是很实在，也都是可以应用的。
And it's with this truth and this foundation that Paul moves now to the specific instruction to husbands.
就是根据这个真理的基础，现在保罗就是给信徒有一个指引。
You know, Paul tries to make this simple for the husbands.
保罗呢，帮助做丈夫的，给事情是简化。
You know, similar to the wives, he gives us only one word.
正如他给做妻子的都是一个字。
Simple word of love.
就是爱这个字。
Verse 25, husband, love your wives.
第25节他说做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
You know, love.Love, that's basically it, husbands. You've got to learn to love your wives.
做丈夫的就要学怎样去爱妻子。
You know, but Paul knows that men are sometimes a little dense.
但保罗呢知道有时男性呢是点极都不明白的。
Slow. I didn't say that. But... Slow to understand. Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. okay. Alright. So Paul doesn't leave anything to chance. He actually defines it for us what love means.
所以保罗就讲得好清楚解释给我们听什么叫做爱了。
He helps to describe it in detail so that the men can not go around saying, oh, I love you.
咁佢就细节嘅同我哋去解释而知做男士嘅唔会净系走去讲啊，我爱你啊
！I love you by going to work every day, 40 hours, I provide for your meals.
我话我爱你啊嘛，一个星期我翻40个钟头就系、
是、
等你有饭食啊！啊，你着嗰啲衫啊
！The food that you eat，
啊，你食嗰啲嘢啊
！Is my love for you？
咁咪就系我爱你咯
！And that's all there is.
咁咪就系咁啦。
Now that's what I mean by a little dense.
咁啊，所以我就系话佢哋唔系好明啦。
Now that's part of it.
这个只是一部分。
Yes, husbands are called to provide for their family physically.
没错，做丈夫的你是要供应给你的太太。
But there's so much more that God actually expects from us as husbands.
但是内里神的要求有更加的多。
There's this whole realm of spiritual aspects that God wants us from us.
因为在里边神系要求我哋嘅系一啲属灵嘅事情。
So we're going to be looking at three aspects.
咁我哋就会睇三点啦。
What a husband's love should be.
一个丈夫嘅爱系应该点样嘅咧
？All right, first from verse 25, husband's love is to be sacrificial.
第一点就系一个丈夫嘅爱系舍己嘅爱。
Second is that husband's love is sanctifying. It seeks purity.
第二，一个丈夫的爱是一个诚信的爱，所追寻的就是纯洁。
Verse 26
to 27. 第26至27节。
And a husband's love is to be singular.
而一个丈夫的爱呢，亦都是一个单一的爱。
Exclusive, intimate.
是独家的，是亲密的。
Okay, sacrificial, sanctifying, and singular.
一个丈夫的爱是一个舍己的爱，诚信的爱，单一的爱。
I hope you appreciate how hard it is to find S words that actually makes those three points.
我希望你们会欣赏到这三点呢，在英文来讲都是用个 S 的字母开头的。
I gotta say that because sometimes I think I waste too much time trying to do that.
有时我觉得或者我花了太多时间这样去想。
But hopefully you'll remember it.
但希望咁样会帮助你容易啲
嘅。Okay, husband's love is sacrificial. Ephesians 5:25.
以弗所书第五章第二十五节讲到，一个丈夫嘅爱系一个舍己嘅爱。
Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
你们作丈夫的要爱妻，你们的妻子正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
You know, right off the bat, Paul sets a very high standard for husbands.
一开始保罗已经让丈夫有一个好高的标准。
He says, husband, Christ is your standard.
他说基督就是你们的标准。
Your love is to be like Christ's love, to sacrifice your life for her.
你爱妻子就如同基督爱教会是舍己的。
Now, so that's the idea, the love is a sacrificial love.
是一个舍己的爱。
You know, and we, you know, our self group was studying 1 Corinthians 13 yesterday that talks about love.
昨天我们的小组就读了哥林多前书第13章讲到爱。
You know, it kind of flows right into it.
就一路呢，好似今日讲呢度都好啱噶。
You know, what is the type of love that you're to have?
咁你应该有边一种嘅爱咧？
You know, verse 5 it says a love that doesn't seek its own.
第五节讲到话呢一个唔系寻找自己嘅爱。
A love that is not selfish or, but really selfless.
是一个不是自私的爱, 乃是一个无私的爱。
That's the example of Christ.
这个就是基督的榜样。
You know, though he is God, though he is the second person in the Trinity,
虽然他是神三位一体的第二位,
he should be served, he should be worshipped.
他是应该被 敬拜, 他是应该被侍奉的。
But Matthew 20 says that he came into this world not to be served, but to serve.
但是马太福音第20章讲到话, 他来到不是要得服侍, 乃是要去服侍。
And that's what the Bible is saying, that you as a husband,
而圣经在这里跟丈夫讲的就是,
though that you're called to be the spiritual leader,
虽然你被呼召要做属灵的领袖,
but in reality, God's calling you to a servant attitude.
但是神
You're to lead with sacrificial love.
你是凭着一个舍己的方式来领导。
You know, Romans 5 reminds us that God loves us while we were his enemies.
罗马书第5章提醒我们, 当我们与神为敌的时候, 神爱我们。
That when we were sinners and unlovable, Christ died for us.
当我们还作罪人, 不可爱的时候, 基督为我们死了。
You know, God predetermined by his love to set his love on us.
神预定了他的爱是在我们的身上。
And then he pours out his love relentlessly on us forever and ever.
而是他在永恒里面不断地让他的爱倾倒在我们当中。
This is the kind of love that a husband is to set upon the woman that he has chosen.
丈夫就是用这种爱去爱他所拣的妻子。
You know, the wife that you have next to you is your choice.
你知不知坐在你隔壁的太太是你的选择。
You know, and God's saying that your love for her needs to be sacrificial.
现在神就是说你对他的爱是一个舍己的爱。
That you will do all things for her benefit.
你是为着他的益处你去行事。
All right, and you know, and you need to put your needs of your wife before your own.
你要将太太的需要摆在你自己的需要的前头。
1 Peter 3 reminds us this way, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因为他比你软弱，原文作是软弱的器皿，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
You know, this is probably the primary complaint I hear about hear wives say about their husbands.
我想呢，我听咗好多做太太主要嘅投诉。
What do you hear?
你听到啲咩？
He doesn't understand me.
佢唔明我噶。
He doesn't listen to me.
佢又唔听我讲噶。
He never hears what I'm saying. That's what I was meaning about the dense part. You know, the idea that it goes in one ear and out the other. Or maybe because they shut off the ear and have stopped listening.
All right,
loving your wives it says what? To live with them in an understanding way.
要同你嘅妻子同住嘅时候，你对你嘅妻子要有个明白嘅。
That's the idea of being sensitive to the needs of your wife.
意思就系话你对太太嘅需要系有呢个敏感度。
To be understanding and considerate to her feelings.
你对佢嘅感受，你系有呢个敏锐嘅心，你系有呢个体谅嘅心。
It's not an easy thing to do every day, each and every day for years.
唔会一日每一年你都会咁做啊，当然唔系容易啦。
Okay, men, what happens? We grow apathetic.
但系男士，我哋会点啊？我哋会冷漠。
And after a while, you sometimes respond in harshness.
又或者有时我哋就系用一啲苛刻嘅方法去回应。
Because sometimes that voice is always there.
因为有时我把声成日喺度。
It never stops.But that's the woman. God created them that way. They need to share their feelings. Men are different. My feelings are out of my sleeve. That's how I feel. But the woman's feelings, they go on for paragraphs and pages.
但女人的感受呢可以长篇大论的。
So even though you know what she feels like,
所以就算你知道她有什么感受呢
doesn't matter if you know,
你知道不够的。
She still needs to be heard.
她还要你听到的。
Now that's the part of being understanding, considerate.
这里就是什么叫做体谅明白。
The idea of showing grace and respect and understanding.
你怎样去彰显你的恩慈你的尊重和你的明白。
And even though your wife has said it 10 times,
就算你的太太讲了10次都好。
We remind her she said it 10 times.
你提她啊。
We remind her lovingly.
你就要凭着爱的去提她。
But we learn to be understanding and continue to have patience and respect.
但我们要继续的有尊重和忍耐。
You know, Peter goes on to say, honor her as the weaker vessel.
彼得继续讲咧，就系话，要尊重佢系一个软弱嘅器皿。
You know, Peter isn't a male chauvinist.
彼得唔系一个大男人。
You know, he actually is talking about chivalry here.
其实喺呢度系讲对女士嘅一个尊重。
Chivalry is more of an old term that talks about being polite, kind, respectful.Especially towards women.
这个字呢对女性的尊重呢其实是一个 古字来的。意思呢就是说对女士有这个的礼貌有这个的恩慈有这个的尊重。
So, generally, men are stronger than women.
一般来讲男士是比女士更加的强壮。
Now, the idea of being weaker doesn't mean inferior.
你又说他是一个比较软弱不代表女士是次等的。
No, but as the physically weaker, the softer, the gentler, the finer vessel.
但是他们是比较软弱的但是他亦都是更加温柔更加精细的一个器皿。
So the husband is to call to show honor and gentle care.
所以丈夫呢就要去尊重亦都去温柔的去对待太太。
To provide for her, to protect her.
去供应俾佢，亦都保护佢。
She needs that strength of the husband.
佢就系需要丈夫嘅呢个嘅强壮，呢个嘅力量。
To support her in the things that she does for God.
去支持佢为神所做嘅。
To encourage her in her spiritual walk.
喺佢属灵嘅生命里边鼓励佢。
You know, to push her and keep her focused towards God.
去帮助佢专注于神。
And to keep her safe.
亦都去保护佢嘅安全。
You know, not just physically, but in a spiritual and relational way as well.
唔系净系喺肉体上，但系喺属灵上，喺关系上。
That husband, that home becomes her foundation of everything that she does.
而个家就系呢个妻子嘅根基，喺佢所有要做处理嘅事情。
Sure, God is that sure foundation.
冇错，神系最主要嘅根基。
But your home also becomes the foundation of which you work through.
但是这个家也都是你怎样行事的基础。
So as a husband, you must understand God's plan and purpose for your marriage.
所以做丈夫的你一定要明白神在婚姻里面给你的目的或者原意。
You know how he's called you to love your wife and to raise your family and your wife to the knowledge and to love him above all things.
你怎样神要呼召你帮助你的太太你的家庭要爱神在万有之上。
You know, you understand your wife's needs, desires.
你要明白你妻子的需要和她的渴望。
What are the things they long for and what things make them frustrated?
亦都去知道她们的心愿或者她的烦恼。
You know, I think that's very important.
我觉得这个是很重要的。
I found that when my wife is frustrated,
我发觉如果我的太太很烦恼的时候
it frustrates everybody.
她就会整到每一个人都很烦恼。
You know, I don't know if you realize that.
我不知道你知不知道。
You know, it is true, happy life, happy wife, happy life.
但是真的，你有一个开心的太太，你的生命都会很开心的。
But it's very true.
但是呢，亦都是很真的。
Unhappy wife, unhappy life.
不开心的太太，你都会有个不开心的生命。
When your wife is frustrated, when they're stuck,
当你的太太有阻滞，当她有烦恼的时候，
it affects the whole family.
会影响整个家。
The whole family is brought to this frustration as well.
咁就成家都烦晒啦。
So as husbands, we need to know the things that frustrate our wives.
所以做丈夫的我们要知道什么会烦到我们的妻子。
And it's our loving care to help them through that frustration.
就是在我们在爱里帮助他们处理这些烦恼的事。
And even see to prevent that frustration.
甚至乎我们会去防止这些烦恼。
Because in reality, it's easier to prevent.
其实去防止更容易过。
Than to take people out of their sadness and frustration.
去防止他们陷入这些烦恼或者忧伤里面，容易过在忧伤和烦恼里面带他们出来。
Sacrificial love means understanding the strengths and weaknesses of your spouse.
一个舍己的爱，同时是你要明白你配偶的强项和弱点。
You know, and we are to understand how we are to please God by honoringand respecting and caring for the needs of our wives.
我们也知道我们怎样的去讨神喜悦，在我们怎样的和妻子相处的方式。
Because it says here, they are heirs with us to God's eternal kingdom.
在这里讲到他和我们一样是承受神永恒国度的后
嗣。You know, there's no verse in the Bible that talks about equality better than this verse.
没一个圣经的金句是讲我们是平等的，比这一节是更好的。
Wives and husbands, husbands and wives, men and women, they're all equal before God.
做丈夫、做妻子、做男、做女的，在神的面前是同等的。
Because you're all fellow heirs of the kingdom of God.
因为你们一样都是神永恒国度的后嗣。
You know, what does it say here in this verse?
在这一节里他讲什么？
You know, when you're able to do this, there is a great reward.
他说当你能够这样做的时候，你是会有一个很大的奖赏。
That your prayers will not be hindered.
你的祷告不会得到阻碍。
And why?
为什么呢？
Why? It's very simple.
其实很简单的。
You know, we're not talking about prosperity gospel here.
我们不是讲到这些丰盛的福音。
But it is true, when you honor God, when you lived obedient to God.
但是事实是当你尊敬神，当你顺服神，
there is no hindrance to your prayer to God.
在你对神的祷告就没阻碍了。
You know, you realize that when you pray to God and you have so many sins that we don't repent of, that are always in the way.
你有没有经历过当我们有很多犯了的罪但我们没有认罪悔改呢，在我们的祷告生命都会有影响的。
You know, even a father in this world,
就算是一个地上的父亲，
their ears are more open to attentive to the people who are obedient.
他们也会打开他的耳朵去听话少 听话的小孩子所说的话。
And in the same way, when we continue sinning,
但是同样的，如果我们继续犯罪，
that hinders our prayers to God.
这个也都会去阻碍了我们同神的对话的祈祷。
So when we honor God and we walk obediently,
当我们尊敬神，当我们信服的跟随神，
we have this smooth relationship with God.
我们同神的关系是坦然无惧。
Okay, so love is sacrificial.
这个爱是一个舍己的爱。
And Christ is that perfect example for us.
而主耶稣基督就是这个完全的榜样。
You know, Christ gave himself up.
主耶稣基督舍己的。
The spirit-filled husband,
一个被圣灵充满的丈夫，
loves his wife not for what he can do for her, loves his wife not for what he can do for her. A spirit-filled husband loves his wife,
一个被圣灵充满的丈夫，
not for what she can do for him, sorry.
Okay, say it again, please.
A spirit-filled husband does not love his wife for what she can do for him.
Okay. 一个被圣灵充满的丈夫，他爱他的太太，不是因为他的太太能够为他做了什么。
But he loves her for what he can do for her.
但是他爱他的太太是因为他能够为他的太太做了什么。
Right, because your love is a verb.
爱是一个动词。
It's an action.
是一个动作。
It's an action of always, that's active.
是一个时时都活跃的行动。
So in your sacrificial love, it doesn't mean that you're laid back, but it takes initiative.
所以说一个舍己的爱呢，不是一个翘埋双手的爱，你是时时有行动的。
You take initiative to care for the needs of your wife.
你去主动的去供应你太太妻子的需要。
Don't always have to wait till they're shouting.
不需要时时等到他们大声叫。
Don't have to wait until they're pulling out their hair.
不用等到他们连头发都要掹掉了。
Okay, it's active, it's seeing her needs.
是主动的看到他的需要。
And being willing to sacrifice your time, your energy, your whatever to help her, to lift her up.
你就乐意的去牺牲你的时间，你的精力去帮助他。
Even in an argument.
就算在你的拗叫里面。
Being that sacrificial love means it doesn't, you don't take into account that, yeah, maybe she is wrong.
舍己的意思就是说你不会去抓紧说他是错的。
But you would take that love, that sacrificial love, to say, yes, I'm sorry.
你就用这个舍己的态度跟他说对不起。
And to reconcile yourself to your wife.
跟他的来到和合。
Even though she may have started it.
就算或者是他拗
先的。Even though she is to blame.
或者你 是他的错。
What is the sacrifice there?
但是你牺牲的是什么？
It's our own pride.
我们自己的尊严。
Putting aside our pride to love them more than ourselves.
将我们的骄傲摆在一起，去爱他多一点。
You love her more than your pride.
你爱他多过你爱自己的骄傲。
That you're willing to sacrifice for her and bring her back into relationship with you and with God.
你就愿意的同他来到和好，也都同神和好。
So as head of the household, you lead by being that example of spiritual sacrifice.
所以作为一个属灵的领袖，在个家里面，你就是凭着一个舍己的爱。
This brings us to our second point. Husband's love is sanctifying.
第二点就是一个丈夫的爱是一个成圣的爱。
And I'll read this. Husband, love your wives from Ephesians 5:25-27.Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish.
你们作丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水藉着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。 可以献给自己作个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
So you are to love your wife.
你是要爱你的妻子。
In such a way that you work towards her godliness.
爱她一个方法是帮助她成为圣洁，成为敬虔。
It's a love that seeks to be sanctified.
这个是一个圣性的爱。
It helps, it's a love that seeks to help your wife to grow spiritually and allow her to fully develop that full inner beauty to let it shine.
就是帮助你的妻子成圣，让她的内在美是完全的流露出来。
It's a love that is meant to purify, to sanctify.
这个的爱是一个洗净的爱，是一个圣洁的爱。
That you are seeking the goodness and holiness of your wife.
就是在你的妻子里面，你寻找她的帮助，她在这个圣洁和敬虔里面成长。
So that, what does that mean? That you're actually encouraging them to live godly before God, holy before God.
你就是鼓励她们在神面前活一个敬虔圣洁的生活。
That's what a spirit-filled husband does.
而一个被圣灵充满的丈夫就会这样做了。
You know, it's totally against our sinful nature.
是跟我们的罪性是完全相反的。
You know, many ways we are stumbling blocks in many ways.
在很多时我们是绊脚石。
We think about how to get up in this world. We do things that maybe encourage our wives to not be thatseeking holiness.
我们很多时候在这个世界里面，我们想爬得高，有时我们都会鼓励我们的妻子去做了一些不圣洁的事。
That we encourage them to work around laws.
我们会教他们怎样走法律。
And that's not a good thing.
但这个不是一件好事。
You know, because in reality, God sees marriage not just as a social contract.
事实上，神睇婚姻唔系一个合同
，It's actually a covenant，
乃系一个约
，a sacred agreement between a man and a woman before God，
系男同女喺神面前立一个神圣嘅约
，and we're to seek holiness together，
而佢哋系一齐去追求。
And marriage is meant to reflect God's covenant with this people.
而婚姻就是要去表达神与他子民的这个圣约。
It represents Christ's relationship with his church.
亦都去表达基督和教会的关系。
And in reality, our society has destroyed this sanctity of this covenant of marriage.
但是事实上我们的社会已经破坏了这个神圣的婚姻。
God instituted marriage and blessed marriage with a special gift of sexual intimacy that represents the joining of one flesh.
神设立福音，神设立婚姻，亦都祝福了婚姻。婚姻。
God is.Blessed marriage with a special gift of sexual intimacy.
祝福了婚姻有在性上面这个亲密的关系。
That represents the joining of one flesh.
这个就是代表了二人成为一体。
This covenant that you have with your wife.
你和你的妻子这个的约。
This union is special.
这个的约这个的联合是特别的。
And your God has told you to keep it holy for your marriage.
而神就的吩咐就是你要使这个是成为圣洁的。
Because that one flesh of you as a couple.
因为二人成为一体的时候。
Represents that union that Christ has with his church.
是代表了基督和教会的联合。
That there is this closeness and intimacy that there is that nothing else can describe.
这个的亲密的程度是不可以表明的。
So that's why God says, oh yeah, sex is designed for your marriage.
所以神在这里说什么？性的关系是为了婚姻而设立的。
And everything outside of that is sin.
而在婚姻以外的这些都是罪。
You know, sex before marriage, which is the Bible always talks about as fornication.
婚前的性行为
是
罪。
Or adultery for a married couple.
而一个结了婚的人在婚外有这个性关系。
To have sex outside of marriage.
婚外的性关系。
These are all sins.
这些都是罪。
You know, but in our society, these sins are made light of.
但是我们这个的世代已经轻看这些。
And this is something that we need to recapture.
我们要翻翻去神那里。
To see the holiness of sexual relationships in marriage.
去看到在婚姻里面性关系的独特。
You know, we must teach our young men and our young women.
我们也都要教我们当中的年轻人，男的或者是女的。
If somebody says to you, I love you.
如果有人跟你说，啊，我爱你啊。
Okay, but their hands are all over you.
但是呢，但是他们的手呢就周围摸。
They're like Velcro that sticks to you and doesn't get let go.
他好像一些黐贴咁样，黐咗你唔走得嘅。
They want to get intimate with you to show you how special you are.
他们想同你有呢啲亲密嘅关系，话俾你听，啊，你系几咁特别嘅咧。
And there's this temptation to have sex before marriage.
你就会有呢一个嘅引诱，要喺婚前有呢一啲嘅性嘅关系。
That's not love.
呢一个唔系爱啊。
It's called lust.
呢个叫做情欲。
Love must seek purity.
因为爱所寻觅嘅系纯全。
You know, you run away when somebody is like that.
如果有人对你系咁，你要快啲走。
Love seeks to sanctify.
因为爱是圣圣的爱。
You know, and all the sin is affected, and even the Christian families are affected.
这些罪连基督教的家庭都会有影响。
We can see that in pornography.
我们在色情的事情里面我们看到。
Our world has a pornography problem.
我们这个世界有色情的问题。
And it's also affected the church.
同时也会影响教会。
You know, and the term pornography is derived from the Greek word which means porneia.
色情这个字的原文呢是希腊文，就是 porneia 这个字。
Which actually originally meant prostitute.
咁原文的意思呢是妓女的意思。
You know, but later it kind of became a broad range of sexual immorality.
但是后来呢，它的意思呢是扩阔了，是包括所有在性方面的不道德。
There was a recent study, a Barna study, that found that over 75% of Christian men and 40% of Christian women have consumed pornography in one way or another.
最近呢，有一个调查，就是这个 Barna 这个调查，就发现了个结果呢，是有75%的基督徒的男性和40%的基督徒女性的基督徒呢都有接触过色情的事情。
Yeah, I don't know what they meant by Christian men or women.
我不是很清楚去讲到这些基督徒的男或者是女。
But they make this distinction.
但是他们就是有这个分别出来。
You know, and this, our numbers are not way off from the ones that are non-Christian men or women.
但是这些的统计咧，同统计一啲非基督徒嘅统计嗰啲数字咧，差别唔远。
Regular non-Christian men are around 85%。
如果系非基督徒嘅男士咧，嗰个百分率系80%-85%。
Yeah, women are around 50%。
而女士咧就差不多系50%。
So even being a Christian by name doesn't make that big a difference.
所以就算你话你系个基督徒，我哋睇到呢个统计嘅差别唔多。
And what we have to realize is that pornography carries enormous consequences for individuals.
但我哋亦都要知道咧，呢啲色情嘅事情喺一个人嘅生命里边系有好大嘅后果。
It destroys the hearts of individuals.Hearts of families and society.
因为它破坏了一个人的心，一个家庭，
还
有一个社会。
It erodes that person from the inside out.
因为佢对呢一个人嘅侵蚀系从内到外。
You know, it is a sin and it separates us from God.
呢一个系一个罪，使我哋与神隔绝。
You know, because it violates God's wonderful design for our bodies.
因为呢一个咧系破坏咗神设计我哋身体嘅原意。
And the purpose of sexual intimacy that is meant for marriage.
因为神所设计这个性的亲密是在婚姻里面。
Pornography, when you fantasize about something that's not your wife, that's totally wrong.
在这些色情的事物里面，当你去构想一些这些事情，而这些不是你的妻子的时候，这个是错的。
The Bible says that when you do it in thought, you've sinned.
圣经话，当你喺你嘅思想里边有嘅时候，呢、这个已经系罪。
And that is something that we must keep outside of our home. Nothing should ever enter that door in terms of pornography.
所以喺我哋嘅家里边，我哋一定唔可以让色情嘅事物进入去。
But true love is sanctifying.
一个真正嘅爱系一个成圣嘅爱。
That's the illustration that Paul gives us here in Christ.
保罗喺基督里面就系俾咗呢个例子我哋。
Christ loved his church and gave himself up for her salvation and for her sanctification.
神爱教会就系舍己嘅，帮教会能够成圣。
For their salvation and sanctification.
是为着他们的救恩和他们的成圣。
So Christ's atoning sacrifice on the cross.
所以神耶稣基督在十字架赎罪 的死
pays the penalties for our sins.
就付上了我们的罪责。
It washes away our darkness of sin.
洗净我们在罪里面的黑暗。
And it presents us holy before God.
让我们在神面前是圣洁的。
And God gives us a new heart and a restored relationship with Him.
神也给我们一个新的心，和祂的关系有一个回复。
And you receive now as God's child.
现在你得称为神的儿女。
That you're heirs with Christ to an eternal kingdom.
你是同基督同德。这个永恒的角度。
That you are now united with Christ.
而你也都与基督联合。
You know, we're given the Holy Spirit to live in us.
亦都有圣灵居喺我哋心里。
And it's that Spirit that continues to sanctify us.
就系呢一个嘅圣灵继续嘅使我哋成圣。
God is in the process of making each and every one of us holy every day.
每一日里边，神都使我哋成圣。
Christ is the one that sanctifies the church.
系基督使教会成圣。
And as a husband,
而作为一个丈夫嘅。
His love is to pursue the purity and righteousness of our wives.
我做丈夫嘅要寻觅嘅就系妻子嘅纯洁同埋圣洁。
Righteousness and purity.
同埋佢嘅公义。
It is a call to be that spiritual leader of the household.
冇错。做男的是被呼召要成为家属灵的领袖。
We are to take initiative.
我们要主动。
We are held responsible.
我们要负责任。
To help our wife to grow.
去帮助我们的妻子来成长。
To help our children to grow.
去帮助我们的儿女成长。
You know, to help them love God with all their heart, to seek righteously, to walk in faith.
去帮助他们一心一意的爱神，凭着信心公义的来行。
So that is an idea that the husband is called to wash and to bathe your wife in the truth of God's word.
这里就是要用水直着道来到洗净。
How much is God's word the emphasis of our home?
在我们的家庭里面，我们有几注重神的话呢？
We must bathe our wives in the truth of God's word.
我们是用神真理的话语去洗净我们的妻子。
Because it's God's word that the Holy Spirit uses to sanctify her.
因为神是藉着圣灵用神的话使妻子成圣。
Husband's job.
一个丈夫的功夫。
Is to nurture and grow the wife.
就是要去喂养帮助妻子去成长。
To lead her to God's word.
将妻子带到去神的话。
That brings sanctification.
以致他得成圣。
You know, it's his word and his spirit that actually sanctifies her.
实在的是神的话和神的圣灵使妻子成圣。
But we are to pursue that.
我们就要去寻觅这件事。
But husbands,
做丈夫的。
We cannot lead our wives to the stream of living water if we don't know how to get there.
做丈夫的，如果我们不知道怎样去到活水当中，我们也都不可以带我们的妻子去到活水当中。
Do we know God's word ourselves?
我们自己认不认识上帝的话语呢？
Are we bathing ourselves within God's word?
我们自己是不是藉着神的话得洁净呢？
Is it dwelling within us richly?
神的话是不是丰丰富富的在我们里面呢？
Because husbands, we can't give what we don't have.
因为做丈夫的，如果我们自己都没有，我们怎样去给出去呢？
So it's imperative that we grow spiritually.
所以很重要的就是我们自己要在我们的属灵生命里面来到成长。
When we seek to grow spiritually,
当我们去寻觅要在属灵的生命里面来到成长，
That is loving our wives.
这个就是爱我们的妻子了。
Right? When a husband speaks to grow spiritually,
当个丈夫去竭力的在属灵生命里成长，
that is really showing love to the wife.
就是这样去彰显对妻子的爱。
Because they desire a husband that is filled with the Spirit.
因为一个妻子所渴望的就是有一个被圣灵充满的丈夫。
That's God's blessing.
这个就是神的祝福。
Finally, husbands,
而最后做丈夫的，
your love must be singular.
你的爱一必定要是单一的爱。
The idea of being special, specific, unique to one.
单一、特别、个别、独特，对于一个人。
All right, verse 28 to 31. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself.For no one ever hates his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。为这缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Well, this idea of one flesh, that's the idea of being singular, exclusive.
二人成为一体的意思就是要单一的。
Now, besides God, there is no one as intimate to you as your spouse.
除了神之外，没有人同你的亲密程度是好像你的配偶一样。
All right, you become one body, it says.
你成为一体。
You know, that's the mystery that two people become one.
这个就是二人成为一体的奥秘。
You know, and it says it's a profound mystery.
这里讲到是一个极大的奥秘。
You know, husbands are to nourish and cherish their wives.
做丈夫的就要去保养顾惜
，as they do their own body.
正如你保养顾惜自己的身体。
You know, God created each of us with an innate sense to take care of ourselves.
神创造我们的时候，给我们一个与生俱来 的反应，就是要照顾自己。
You know, that's actually, you're born with it.
你出世就会懂得这样。
You think about it.
你想想。
Why does a baby cry?
为什么 BB 会哭啊？
It's not to annoy you.
不是要烦你啊。
He's trying to tell you something.
他是想话啲嘢俾你听啊。
Feed me.
唔该你喂我啦。
Change me.
唔该你帮我换片啦。
Hold me. I need some security.
唔该你抱我啦，我需要啲安全感啊。
All right, they know how to care for themselves, even as a baby.
就算一个婴孩，佢哋都识得护惜。
And then you can tell as your teenagers grow.
当你的小朋友成为一个少年人了，
It's natural for them to care for themselves.
好自然他们就会自己照顾自己了。
It's normal.
正常的。
And you can tell how they're in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
咁你知道点解咧？佢哋喺个厕所会45分钟嘅。
All right, and they're fighting for the door. Get open the door. You've been in there for an hour.
咁你就敲嚟敲去啦。你话喂，你喺嗰度好耐咯，喺嗰度一个钟咯。
All right, they're in the mirror plucking this hair.
咁你喺度慢慢嘅梳头。
We're gelling this.
哎呀，又要立啲头蜡。
I heard that's what George does. But that's, we know how to care for ourselves. That's normal.
我哋识得自己照顾自己啊，呢个系正常噶嘛。
Now, of course, some people take it to extremes.
咁当然有啲人去到极端啦。
You know, and it is actually abnormal to hate yourself.
其实如果你唔照顾自己，憎恨自己咧，这个就系唔正常嘅。
And that those are the people that actually suffer because they need counseling.
其实嗰啲人就系喺苦痛当中。
Yeah, but Paul says that you are to love yourselves. Nobody ever hates his own flesh.
在这里没人会恨恶自己的身体的。
You know, so it's not normal to hate yourself.
所以他恨恶自己是不正常的。
And Paul says that we are to take that same great concern we have for ourselves for our spouse.
这里保罗就是说，我们怎样爱惜我们自己的身体，我们就要用同样的态度去爱惜我们的妻子。
Now, I see our children really learn to grow as they learn to take care of themselves.
我们会见证到我们的小朋友怎样是成长的，当他们懂得自己照顾自己。
They've gone to an age where they're going to college, they'll wake up early on their own to get their breakfast and get ready for school.
他们上大学了，他们会自己有纪律的起身，自己的搞定早餐。
When their classes are early, they get up earlier than I do.
那如果他们有早课呢，他们比我更早的起床。
I don't no longer have to set my alarm to say, get up, kids!
我不需要再教闹钟去叫他们起身。
Well, that was such a trial during their junior high school years.
当他们初中的时候，这个是一个很大的烦恼。
But no, now they plop up and they get their own breakfast and they get ready for school.
现在自己起身，自己搞定，就自己上学了。
And then they say, oh, if you need a ride, they wake you up 10 minutes before. I need to go.
如果他们需要人车，或者出门口10分钟之前就叫醒，我说，哎呀，我需要人车。
So and we are to care for our wives.
但是我们要照顾我们的妻子。
With the same care that we care for ourselves.
就等于我们去照顾自己一样的态度。
So it's a reminder for my daughter sometimes. It says, can you actually care for us the way that you care for yourself?
咁所以有时我都要提醒个女，你可唔可以照顾我哋好似你照顾自己一样啊？
Now sometimes I said, when you eat and use the dish, wash it for yourself.
咁有时我就话啊，如果你食完碗，唔该你自己洗埋碗。
But not just wash your own.
但系唔系净系洗你自己嗰个。
But care for the people around you and wash the ones that are in the sink.
照顾埋你周围嗰啲人，洗埋喺个sink里边嘅碗啦。
I never understood why they would wash that one dish they used and not even care about the ones in the sink.
有时我就唔系好明点解洗咗自己嘅碗，但系碗盘里边仲有其他嘅碗咧，又唔洗嘅咧。
Right, because why?
点解啊？
Our hearts are normally just very selfish. And
因为我们的心很自然就是自私。
I do what I'm supposed to do.
我去做我应做的那份。
But they didn't do it, it's their fault.
他们不做是他的问题。
I leave it there.
我就留在这里了。
But that's not how it should be.
但是不是应该这样的吗？
A household needs to care for one another. A husband and wife care for each other.
因为一家人要彼此关顾的嘛，夫妻也都要彼此关顾的嘛。
And therefore, helping and loving each other is what we're called to do.
所以我们要彼此帮助是神呼召的。
You know, this word nourish and cherish.
这里讲到要保养，要顾惜。
Nourish is a word that means to feed, to bring them up.
去顾惜就是说去喂养，要带大他们。
You know, it is a word frequently describing bringing up your children.
其实去带大这个的字眼很多时就是讲我们怎样去凑大我们的儿女。
To feed them, to develop them, to nurture them in faith.
我们要去喂养他，去培育他们，在他们的信心上面帮他们成长。
So when it says wives, husbands nurture your wives.
这里说当你做丈夫的，你要去保养或者喂养你的妻子。
Yes, same as nurture, develop, feed. Feed God's word to them.
其实一样的，你是要将神的话语喂养给他们。
You to care for their needs.
你去照顾他们的需要。
You know, cherish literally means body heat.
去珍惜的意思就是说体热。
All right, to melt or to soften.
去融化或者软化。
You know, in a way, it's used to describe a mother bird's love.
亦都係去表達一個鳥母佢嘅愛。
That she uses her wings to cover over her babies to keep them warm.
佢就係用佢嘅翅膀去遮住佢嘅嬰孩，幫助佢哋保暖。
The idea to provide warmth and safety
就係供應俾佢哋呢一個嘅安全。这个的舒适。
You know, that idea of cherishing something that you love.
当你去珍惜你所爱的。
She is that precious jewel that that's talking about salvation.
她就是这个的宝贝。
Yeah, the precious jewel is the salvation in the Bible.
通常在圣经讲宝贝就是
这个救恩。But she is that precious jewel that God has given you to take care of.
但是你的妻子也是神给你的一个的宝石要你去保存。
So、you are the protector.
你就要去保护她。
To provide and support her.
要供应她也都支持她。
You know, it is Christ that actually nourishes and cherishes us.
其实是基督的去喂养我们也都去珍惜我们。
Think about how Christ does that for you.
你去想下基督为你所做的。
How he feeds you.
他怎样的喂养你。
How he cherishes you to die for you.
他怎样的珍惜你到一个地步为你而死。
The husband is to nourish their wives the same way.
而做丈夫的也都要同样地这样的去喂养他的妻子。
You know, we're called to be the ones that nurture and cherish our wives and our children.
我们被呼召，我们要去喂养和珍惜我们的妻子，我们的儿女。
This is the beauty of God's way.
这个就是神美丽的方式。
And it's so simple.
很简单。
Yet it's very hard to do.
但是也很难的去做到。
We cannot do this by our own strength.
我们不能够凭着自己的力量去做。
But you must be filled with the Spirit.
你必然要被圣灵充满。
Marriage is something that is unique, it's singular.
婚姻呢是很独特的，因为是单一的。
You know, and that's why God uses it to describe Christ in the church.
所以神就是用这个方法去描述基督和教会。
So if you're a husband here today, the question is,
如果在在座当中，今天你是做丈夫的，
will you bear this responsibility?
我要问你一个问题，你愿不愿意负起这个的责任呢？
To be Christ-like to your wife.
跟你妻子相处的时候，你就好像基督一样。
To be that servant leader that loves her sacrificially.
就是凭着一个牺牲的爱去带领你的家庭。
Sacrificing your own wants, your own comfort.
去放下你自己的舒适。去放下你自己的渴望。
Maybe even the desires that you have for the needs of your wife.
是为着你妻子的需要，你放下你自己的渴望。
And will you love them in a way that seeks their purity?
你会不会爱他们的方式是去追寻他们的纯洁？
How?
如何呢？
By bringing God's word to be the center of your home.
就是将神的话语成为你家的中心。
God's word will bring sanctification upon you and your family.
因为是神的话使你的家成圣。
Will you love her singularly?
你会不会单一的爱她？
To cherish her.
去珍惜她。
As Christ does the church.
好像基督珍惜教会一样。
Your husbands, you have to pray for this filling of the Spirit in your life.
做丈夫的，我们要去祈求圣灵充满我们的生命。
It's only when you're filled with the Spirit.
唯一你被圣灵充满的时候。
And your wife is too.
你的妻子也都会被圣灵充满。
Can this type of love and sacrifice really blossom in our home?
而这一种的爱，这一种的舍己，才可以在我们的家庭里面
I know that each and every one of us desires this picture of home.
我相信我哋每一个人嘅心里边都渴慕有呢一家庭有呢一幅嘅图画。
God says you can do it by His strength.
神话到凭住佢嘅力量你可以做到。
Turn in repentance and faith and cling to the cross.
我哋要认罪悔改，转向神，揸紧十架。
Let's pray.
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we come before you and we thank you.
天父，我哋嚟到你嘅面前，我哋感谢。
For truly you are our standard, O Lord.
因为主你实在就系我哋嘅标准。
You are the one that loves us with all your heart sacrificially.
你就系一心一意嘅为我哋舍己嘅咁样爱我哋。
You're the one that has died and sacrificed yourself for our sins.
你系为着我哋嘅罪而到死。
You know, Lord, there's no other way that we can change without you.
神啊，如果冇咗你嘅时候，我哋系冇办法去改变。
We're hopelessly stuck in sin.
我哋就系冇盼望嘅喺罪里边滞留咗。
Hopelessly stuck in the pride of our hearts and the self-centeredness that is there.
亦都冇盼望嘅喺我哋嘅骄傲里边滞留咗。
We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice for us.
主，我哋去感谢你为我哋嘅牺牲。
Freeing us of this sin of pride.
喺我哋骄傲嘅罪里边得到释放。
Father, you are the one that Lord, fills us with your Spirit.
主啊，系你使圣灵充满我哋。
So that we can be sanctified in life.
以致喺生命里边，我哋能够成圣。
Father, help us to seek to walk righteous and holy before you.
帮主啊，帮助我哋喺你面前，喺圣洁同埋公义里边嚟到走。
Lord, that you will fill us with this thirst for your word.
帮助我哋去渴慕你嘅话语。
So that we can be sanctified by your spirit.
以致凭住圣灵我哋得成圣。
That is your word that bathes our soul.
是你嘅话语洗净我哋。
And washes us clean each and every day.
是每一天洗净我哋嘅灵。
Father, help us to love you singularly.
天父亦都帮助我哋单一嘅爱你。
To realize that we need to be devoted to you.
让我哋知道我哋喺你面前，我哋要有呢个委身。
Help us to be devoted to our marriages.
帮助我哋喺我哋嘅婚姻里边，我哋系专一嘅。
To keep it holy and pure.
让我哋嘅婚姻系圣洁嘅。
That we will have marriages.
而我哋嘅婚姻。
That will show forth this mystery of Christ and the church.
亦都能够表明基督同教会嘅奥秘。
Make our lives a testimony of your grace.
让我们的生命去证明主你的恩典。
Start it in us today.
求主今天就在我们的生命做一个开始。
Help us to see that perfect love of Christ.
让我们看到主耶稣基督完全的爱。
So that we can love like Christ.
以致我们能够好像基督一样的去爱。
Because we can only love because you first loved us.
我们爱因为你先爱我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise and turn to hymn number 506.
让我们唱诗第506首。